Good morning, friends around the world. I hope and pray you're holding up as you move forward in your life today. Let's begin our meditation. You know, each month I conduct an anger management workshop, and in it we discuss the concept of non-dualism. At that point, I challenge the participants to rise above the base level of human development, which is dualistic, where we see things in terms of one or the other. It's either right or it's wrong. It's either good or it's bad. It's either holy or it's evil. It's either wonderful or it's terrible. I challenge them to practice non-dualism. I demonstrate this concept by asking for two volunteers to come forward. Then I take a transparency, which I have colored in with a magic marker. And on one side, I write the number 18. The rest of the workshop sees the transparency as I place it between the two volunteers. Then I ask the volunteers to tell me, what number am I holding up in front of you? One replies 18. The other replies 81. Then I turn to the people in the audience and I say, who's right? Invariably, they'll respond, well, they both are. I get a little dramatic with them and I take the transparency and hold it up. And I'm looking at them with 18 on my side. And I say, they're not both right. This number is 18. They usually laugh. At least they smile because they get it. Then I go back to the two volunteers and act out a little more. I stand with the one who said it's 18 and look across the transparency at the one on the other side. And I angrily yell at him saying, what are you, stupid? How can you think the number is 81? Did you flunk second grade math? Are you that dumb? Everyone is laughing at my antics. Then I look at both of them standing there, and I ask them, what's the problem here? After a short discussion, we determine that the reason that there are different answers is a matter of perspective. Yes. And they all seem to get the concept of non-dualism. Think about living a life of non-dualism. Maybe there are things you're absolutely certain about in your life that are 18, and you have no understanding about how others can claim it's 81. Meditate on that this morning. Think about those people who see things differently than you do. Are you at least willing to look at from someone else's perspective? You know, your 18 doesn't need to change, but maybe your willingness to be open to other people's perspective does.